There you go.
That's right.
All right, so a problem where... You took a look at the Minchas Menach. All right, so the problem, I was thinking that, I mean, yesterday we started trying to say that maybe that according to Rashi, there's an assay of Tashbisu, right? That's in the Zman of Heta. By the way, the Marsha on the Tosfos of Dalam Beis, right, he makes the point that we made, I think, that the Tosfos' question is Lishitaso, but it's not really a question on Rashi Shita, because Rashi holds in Yud Beis on Beis that Tashbisu is in the Zman Heter. Tashbisu is in the Zman Heter. So according to Rashi, and Tosfos over there holds it's in the Zman Isser. So according to Tosfos' Shita, it's a question, but not according to Rashi Shita. As if right now, as if you hold Tashbisu is always in the Zman Isser, so then because this Tashbisu doesn't imply a Shas Heter, right? But that's Tosfos' Lishitaso. That the Tashbisu is in the Zman Isser. But according to Rashi Shita, with the Tashbisu in the Zman Heter, then it does imply a Shas Heter. Right? Okay, anyway. But the question is like this. The Mitzvah of Tashbisu means what? The Mitzvah of Tashbisu means what? What does Tashbisu create? Right, the Gemara in Dalet, saying that Tashbisu is responsible for the Isser Chametz Mishesh Osel Mala. Right? Correct? Tashbisu is the Isser of Chametz Mishesh Osel Mala. So the problem is like this. According to Rashi, When do you do bittul and sreifa? According to Rashi, when is bittul and sreifa? In the sixth hour, right? Right? Bittul is in the sixth or whatever, in the fifth hour. Whenever you do bittul, before the Zman Isser, right? Bittul. And sreifa is also in the sixth hour, right? Why? Because of Tashbisu, isn't it? Well, it's Bittul is definitely because of Tashbisu. Because that's what Rashi says. Rashi says in Dalet Amud Beis, right? Midoraisa Bittul Ba'al Masagi. Why? Dichsiv Tashbisu. Right? But the problem is like this. That how can you be Mekayim, how can you treat Tashbisu as an Aseh in the fifth hour, in the sixth hour, when Tashbisu is really creating an Isser in the seventh hour, right? Now it's a big problem. You can say like this, you can say, why does Rabbi Yehuda say do Sreifa in the sixth hour, right? Because that's really when you're Mekayim Tashbisu. If you're going to try to take that approach, that Tashbisu is an Aseh from before the Zman Isser, it's going to be a problem. Because, first of all, there's no Tashbisu before the seventh hour. Right? Because Tashbisu is what makes the Isser from the seventh hour. That's the first problem. So how can you say I'm a Kayim, a Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu, when Tashbisu doesn't exist until the seventh hour? Mitnick? Because I say, why is it Asar Mishesh Shah Sulamayla? Because of Tashbisu. Tashbisu. Right? Yeah. Tashbisu. So that means Tashbisu. That would imply that the Isser of Tashbisu goes back until the sixth hour. Right. So how do you have before? That's what comes out as strange going to Rashi. Before the sixth hour, you do Dafka B'Sreifa. Right? What? In the sixth hour, during the sixth hour, you do Sreifa. Right? It would seem because that's Tashbisu for Rabbi Yehuda. Right? But then when it's the Zman Isser, when it's definitely Tashbisu, then you don't do the Sreifa. In other words, why are you doing Sreifa? Why would you do Sreifa? It would seem because of Tashbisu. Right? So then how is it come out? Strange thing. That tashbisu only applies before the iser, when the iser itself is because of the pasuk of tashbisu. Just seems backwards. Seems to be like Rashi, like Tosis.
Which iser?
The iser of the sixth hour, of the seventh hour. Now, you're learning that what? You're learning tashbisu means get rid of it.
Right.
See, the problem I'm having is like this: that the iser of having it, it would seem, is just the reciprocal of the mitzvah of tashbisu, right? So then, how could you ever have the mitzvah of tashbisu before it's usher to have it, right? If you're going to learn that the mitzvah, that the iser of having it, is the other side of the mitzvah of tashbisu, so then how can you ever say I'm mekayim tashbisu when there's no iser to have it?
I thought that is on the thing that you're being shoved from.
Isn't that what Rashi says? Says how do you know you can do bittul? Of course, it says tashbisu, right? And Tosfos says no, tashbisu doesn't mean that. Tashbisu means biur. So in order to not be over the iser, according to Tosfos, you have to get rid of it, right? But according to Rashi, when you do bittul in the sixth hour, your bittul is enough because you're mekayim tashbisu. But there's no asay of tashbisu now, because if there were an asay of tashbisu now, you'd be already over the iser, right? And then what are you going to say? Because that's what we were thinking about yesterday. Say maybe that's what Rashi's saying. Maybe Rashi holds tashbisu. We said it looks like Rashi holds the mitzvah of tashbisu is always in the shas heter. And according to the Tosus, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is in the Shas Isser. Right? And that's why you'll say that before the sixth hour, you do Sreifa Dafka, according to Reb Yudah. Because that's the mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu. According to Rashi. Right? Because why does Reb Yehuda say Sreifa Dafka in the sixth hour and hold over in the seventh hour? Because maybe you'll say like this. Maybe we didn't say it in Shia, but I was talking to some guys afterwards. That you'll say there's an Asay of Tashbisu. Right? No, there's two things. There's an iser to have it, and then there's a kiyum of a separate asay of tashbisu. So the asay of tashbisu is dafka before the iser to have it. Right? That's why it's dafka sreifa. Once the iser starts, now you just have to get rid of it.
If you did burn it, would you then find the asay?
No. Afterwards, no. Yeah. No. But it's hard to say that. I think it gets into a logical problem. How can you have a mitzvah?
Right.
How do you have a mitzvah asay? All Ach Cholok tells you is that there's a time when it's mutter and there's a time when it's asur. But how does it say that there's a mitzvah asay when it's still mutter? If there's a mitzvah asay, then it should be asur. Right? Isn't that a little bit of a problem? So maybe also like this. That there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of tashbisu means beforehand. Right? The mitzvah of tashbisu is beforehand. Right? Get rid of it beforehand. Right? And then the isur is afterwards. Right? Yeah, but wouldn't you still be Mekayim Tashbisu afterwards still? Wouldn't you have an obligation? Wouldn't Tashbisu extend at least till the Zman of Pesach? How do you say Tashbisu expires then?
Right.
So I can understand saying it'll start early, but why would it end? They should be under the constant mitzvah of Tashbisu the whole time. Right? Now, is it going to say the Biur is because of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, and the bittul is a mitzvah of tashbisu, so then you're going to have to say that the mitzvah sasei of tashbisu is for 1 hour, and then it expires. Oh, so why is it usher afterwards to have it? Why is it usher to have it afterwards? From what? There's no mitzvah to destroy it anymore, so why should it be usher? So the iser is because of the mitzvah to destroy it. No? So you must say there's no mitzvah to there's no mitzvah sasei of tashbisu early. You hear my problem?
We're asking specifically on
the actual real Zman.
I have a hard time seeing that you're going to say there's an Asay of Tashbisu Dafka in 1 hour of the sixth hour. And then from the seventh hour on, there's no Asay of Tashbisu. So then you certainly can't learn that Rabbi Yehuda says you do Biur. That Biur is Bisreifa because of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Right? So it doesn't help you to say there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. It just the whole thing just falls apart. There's no reason to say it anymore. The only reason to say there's an Asay of Tashbisu in the first place, right, would seem to be to say that's the kiyum of the that's what they're arguing about. That's what Rabbi Yehuda and Nachum are arguing about. Tashbisu, right? But then you have to say Tashbisu stops after the seventh hour, which seems silly. Seems unlikely. Plus the whole Isser comes from the Asay. So you can have an Asay. The whole Isser of having it is learned from Tashbisu. So it would seem whenever there's an Isser of Tashbisu, whenever there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, there should be the Isser of having it.
It's in two stages.
Okay. Plus, like the Minchas Chinuch, you go through the Minchas Chinuch on test. He shows clearly that, I mean, that Rashi of Ach, by Yom Rishon Tashbisu, where he says there's a Shas Heter, right, that there's a Shas Shoah Achas, like we mentioned yesterday, that Rashi doesn't keep to that Svara consistently. Because, like we said, I mean, Shai's question was very good, but I think it's true. We're saying that if you're going to learn, it's being mired by the Laila, then you don't have a Shas Heter Balaila. And also, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili on Hey Yom and Aleph, he learns it out. He said like this: Harei Omer Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu Sorim Goteichem Me'erev Yom Tov or Einel B'Yom Tov Tamal Omer Ach Cholak. So Rashi says, what if it didn't say Ach? What if it just said Bayom Rishon Tashbisu? He says, "De'i lav ach ikal ameimar bayom arishon bein ashmashos shehu hascholas ayom." Now, as if it would have just said, even if you knew there's an iser bayir bayim atzei from Laila, and the pasuk said bayom arishon tashbisu, but it didn't say ach, so you wouldn't learn anything extra. You would just say that Shehu Hascholos Hayom from Bein Hashmashos, you have to have no chametz. Of Al Hashta Al Korchach Besoch Yom Biuro Shari Leikra Lishuhuye. But without the Ach, you wouldn't, just because it says Tashbisu, you wouldn't say that it means that. So you see clearly, I think, that Tashbisu can sometimes mean just the absence of having it, right? Like according to Yossi Aglili, if it just said Bayom Rishon Tashbisu, so it would mean that from the very beginning of Yontif you can't have anything. But it wouldn't imply a heter. That's the way of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Apparently that's the machlok, is a bayin of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Whether Tashbisu implies a heter or only ach. But the point is, that seems inescapable, is Tashbisu could be learned in one of two ways. It could simply be learned as like a bayira bayimatze, right? Just an absence. Or it could imply, for some reason, a Shas Heter. We have to understand why would it imply a Shas Heter? It would imply that there has to be a time when it's Mutter, which seems strange. I don't understand why that would be. I mean, it seems more Mustava the second way. That just would mean don't have it, like an Asay of the Lav. There's Bayi or Bayi Matzei, and then there's the Asay. There's the Lav and the Asay. You always have that. You have that a lot of times, like Shabbos. A Lav and an Asay. The other thing to say, they're not commensurate, really. That the assay is before, a little bit before the love. Right.
It happens during the assay, is during a shasta.
Right. In other words, you say, Ach bayom rishon tashbisu means that on the first day, you should do something of tashbisu. It means to say that you have some time to do it. You're not chayav right away. Okay. These are all problems. But let's take a little bit of a detour here into Nosa. Yeah, take a look at Nosa. Let's take a look at another sugya, because the other problem that was bothering us is if Tashbisu, like Rashi says, means just bittul, so then how does it also mean sreifa? Right? How do you have a mitzvah asay? How do you have an asay that you can be mekayim it either through bittul or through sreifa? I mean, what's the asay? What's the mashmos of the asay? What's the mashmos of the chiyuv? Do you have a chiyuv to burn it, or do you have a chiyuv to be mevatel it? How do you have an asay that you can interpret it in two completely different ways? Right? And that's another problem of saying there's an asay of tashbisu. Right, Chaim? To say there's an asay of tashbisu is difficult. Because you're going to say, what is the asay of tashbisu? It means either be mevatlit, which is just means really just like a negative, not have it, or burn it, which implies like a real chiyuv.
Why is mevatlit
Because mavatlit, I could say, if you say tashbisu means bittel, so you say it means just get rid of it. And you can even get rid of it through bittel. Even through bittel. But if you say that you need dafka sreifa, you can't do sreifa through bittel. So what do you mean? The assay is either dafka do sreifa or avoid doing sreifa? And what kind of an assay is that? If you can learn like the Chachamim, it's not so bad. You say hashbasa subchol davar or bittel, fine. Either b'maisa, either you do it b'maisa mamish or b'das. But you're doing the same thing. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not just simply getting rid of it by sreifa, like by nosa. He learns it like nosa. It means there's a real chiyuv to burn it. Like nosa, there's a chiyuv to burn it. You don't have a choice by nosa, burn it or disown it. So how could you say that, tashbisu could even mean a chiyuv to do something? At the same time, it means a chiyuv, an inescapable chiyuv that you're not yotzi until you do this specific maisa, or just a bittel. I mean, you can have two choices. You can have yibum or chalitza, but not in the same asay. It's difficult in the same asay to say it means two completely different things. But the problem is let's see if we can understand Rabbi Yehuda's limud from Nosa. I mean, it's difficult. How do you learn? How does he say that? How does he understand that there's a chiyuv of ein biur ela b'sreifa? Right, ein biur ela b'sreifa. So how does he say ein biur ela b'sreifa? Because what? Because he learns it from Nosar. What's the comparison between Nosar and Chametz? What's the comparison between Nosar and Chametz? And especially according to Rashi, because like Tosus mentions already a few times, Nosar is only chayev, you only chayev to burn it after it's asar. Whereas Rashi keeps learning that the sreifa of the chametz is dafka before it's asar. So you have a double problem going to Rashi. First of all, in general, why would Rabbi Yehuda jump to compare nosar, chametz to nosar? Okay, and secondly, how do you make the comparison in dissimilar situations? How do you dafka make the comparison in cases that are not the same, according to Rashi? You're going to dafka compare them when chametz is mutter. Okay, so let's take a look at this. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say over here? What are the similarities between nosar and chametz that? So first the Gemara tries kav v'chomer. That the Gemara says doesn't work. What's the kav v'chomer? Yeah, go ahead. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Ein biur chametz ela sreifa. Go ahead. Yeah. So he says, if nosar doesn't have an iser bayiro bayimatzei, and it has sreifa, certainly chametz that has an iser bayiro bayimatzei should require sreifa. Yeah. But that's sort of assuming that they're the same and everything else, right? It's assuming like there isn't a comparison. And this is worse. But what's the basic comparison to begin with?
Why is sreifa?
No, it's if nosar has this chumrah that you dafka have to dispose of it through one method only, which is a chumrah. That's a chumrah. Okay? So then if something more chumrah than nosar should have that chumrah too. That's a kava chumrah. Right, and then you have the question I mentioned yesterday from Pnei Yeshua. How do you learn Chulin from Kachim? In general, how do you learn Chulin from Kachim? All right, so the Gemara knocks off the Kal v'Chomer on a technical reason, right? Because it'll lead to a Kula. It'll lead to a Kula. You want to go through this part? It's a little confusing. It'll lead to a Kula. Kal v'Chomer, now you're learning the Kal v'Chomer to be Machmir on Chametz. Why? Because it's Chayev Sreifa. That's a Chumrah. Without the kav v'chomer, you just say hashbasasa b'chol davar, like the rabbanon. So it's a chumrah to say you dafka need sreifa. So that's what you're doing. You're coming with the kav v'chomer to be machmir. Mosaf alav gorim lo lahakel. But then it's going to come out that the chumrah that you're bringing on it is going to cause a kula. How's it going to cause a kula? So then it's not a kav v'chomer. Kav v'chomer has to be chomer incomplete. It has to be completely chomer. If it brings along a kula, it's not called the kav v'chomer. So it just fails in the format of Kal v'Chomer. Right. So in other words, so now if you're going to insist on Sreifa, so maybe it'll happen that the guy won't have Eitzim, and he won't be able to do the mitzvah of Sreifa, and then he'll be more makel than you started out with, because now he'll do nothing. If you didn't try to do the Kal V'Chomer at all, he would do Hashbasa B'chol Dava. But now that you're insisting on Sreifa, it's going to come out that he's not going to do anything. So what is he going to do? Is he going to be able to buy your Rabbi Yamasai? Of course not. So what's he going to do? Is he just going to sit there and be over? It doesn't make any sense. So no, he'll have to do Bittl. That's what he'll have to do. But it'll force him not to do Tashbizu. It'll force him not to do the Mitzvah Sreifa. It'll force him to not do the Mitzvah Sreifa. So you see, there's a real Mitzvah of Sreifa. There's a real Kiyam of Hechrachi of Sreifa. Right? Perforce. An obligation. Okay, so the Gemara leaves off the Kal V'Chomer problem. But, so Rashi mentions the problem with his own Shita, right? Because on Yud Beis, on Beis, we said that what? That you can just wait till the 6th, till the 7th hour. So, what's the Kula? What's the Kula? The guy will do the Din Torah. Now, it's not a Kula. You hear? It's not a Kula. A Kula would be where he wouldn't do the thing that you would do without the Kal V'Chomer.
Meaning,
right. But if you say there's a chumrah of tashbisu b'shas shishis, you have to do sreifa. And if you can't do the sreifa, you do what you would have done without the chumrah. That's okay, because you're still being machmir.
Right.
The only problem is if the alternatives do less than you would have done. So Rashi's troubled because Rashi's shita is. You only do Sreifa in the 6th hour. That's the Chumrah. But then there's no Kula. There's no Kula because in the 7th hour you do Hashbasa V'chol Davar. So you go back to the baseline.
But that wasn't Tashbisu.
Good question. So he says that what? It's talking about a guy who left 30 days, within 30 days. Right? So he's going to do nothing. According to what we were saying yesterday, why couldn't he just do Hashbasa V'chol Davar at that point? It's kind of what we were saying yesterday. But
that's so interesting.
All right, we can't deal with every problem now. But anyway, so the Gemara is knocking off the Kal V'Chomer. Go ahead. So now Rabbi Yehuda tries another way. Rabbi Yehuda is not going to give up on this one, no matter what. So how can he do another Kal V'Chomer if we just said Kal V'Chomers don't work, right? So Rabbi Yehuda, so that's what Rashi says. He's not trying Kal V'Chomer now. Now he's trying a Gzeira Shava. He's trying a new approach. Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava will work Bein L'Kula Bein L'Chumra.
Right.
It's interesting Gzeira Shava, right? It's a Gzeira Shava without the words. Right? It's a Gzeira Shava without the words. So apparently the Inyan is a Gzeira Shava of Inyan. Gzeira Shava of Inyan. Right? Tosis calls it a B'me Matzino, I think, right? Yeah. Okay, so now Rabbi Yehuda starts off and says, okay, I'll tell you what. No sir, it's also b'achila, and chametz also b'achila. I mean, does he really think that's going to work? So then they say, oh, what about nevela? Right? Right, so then he says, okay. So he says, okay, it's not like nevela, because chametz and no sir are both asur b'hanoa.
Right.
So they say, oh, what about chalev? Right?
Right.
Is that what the Gemara says? Shor Niskal is also Asur B'Hanoa. Right? So, but you don't have to do Sreifa. So then he says, oh, but Chametz and Noser are both Asur B'Kareis, Asur B'Hanoa, and Asur B'Achila. Right?
Yeah.
So they say, oh, okay, the Chalev of the Shor Niskal. Because Chalev is B'Kareis, but it's not Asur B'Hanoa. So if you combine the Chalev and the Shor Niskal, you'll get an Isra Kareis that's Asur B'Hanoa. And you don't have to burn it. Right? So then he gives up. He gives up this approach. And he says, okay, I'll try again. Let's try again. Chozer Rabbi Yehuda v'dano din acher. Apparently this one reached its termination, right? It can't go any longer on the type of Issa. Right? Now this approach was saying in terms of onshim, in terms of the Maisa Issa itself. In terms of the Maisa Issa itself, it's Asur B'Achila, it's Asur B'Hanoa, it's Onesh Karis. That failed. Because I have another one crazy case. Right? He couldn't convince the Rabbanim. One wild case of a combination of things is going to be enough to knock off his Seir Shava. The description of the Isser of in terms of this approach was comparing the Isser the Isser itself, right? So you take its Maisa and its Onesh. Right? So say I'll show you Nosar and Chometz both are the same type of Maisa and the same type of Isser and the same type of Onesh. So therefore they should be the same.
Nosar also cereal.
No, if you eat Nosar you're Chayav Karis.
Right.
If you eat Nosar, you're Chayav Karis.
But it's not Nosar, it just has a quality of Isser.
No, here he's talking about the Cheftz of Nosar. You burn the Cheftz of Nosar. So you should burn the Cheftz of Chometz.
Because that Cheftz is an Isser Achila and that Cheftz.
Because they're the same. They're identical. They're both Osir Bachil. Both have an Isser Kares. Both Chayav Onish Kares on their Achila and their Osir Bahanah. So that approach approach failed because they found one hybrid case that would fit the same description. Seems like a bad question. I mean, that's not... there's no separate category of Chelev, Shalshar, and Nisko. That's just Yemosif. It's an Isser Mosif. Anyway, so what's his new approach? His new approach is what? Okay, so now he's like this. Instead of taking the Cheftza itself, the Isser in the Achilas, in the Cheftza itself, he's taking what? Like some sort of quality, some sort of what?
Quality.
Some quality. They're both what? What quality is this? They're both time-based. The Isurim are both their Isurim are generated by time. Right? Time makes them Asr. The Nosar was Mutter until the time came, and the Chametz was Mutter until the time came. Right? It's a funny kind of a comparison. But anyway, but the problem is like this. What do you mean that Nosar is Bebal Tosiru? That's what Tosis mentions. It says, but before we said Nosar is not Bebal Tosiru. Right? So how come now you're saying it is Bebal Tosiru? You can't just change it because you want to make a Hekesh instead of a Kalvachomer. When you're making the Kalvachomer, you said, no, sir, it's not Bebal Yiru, Abba Yimatzei. Right? And Chometz is. And now you're saying Chometz is Bebal Tosiru, and Rashi says that's Lo Yiru, Abba Yimatzei. So they're identical. Bebal Tosiru and Lo Yiru are identical. So how can you say before that Nosar wasn't Bebal Yiru, and now you're saying it is? Right? It's just a problem... Shot-wise, is it either it is the Osir B'Bal Tosiru or it's not. So what's Tosa's answer? Right, so they're both true. In terms of what makes it Nosar, it's an Osir B'Bal Tosiru that makes it Nosar. Right? In other words... What makes it Nosar? By leaving it over too long, it becomes Nosar. And that's an Isser to have it become Nosar. But once it becomes Nosar, there's no Isser of keeping it. Whereas by Chametz, you can't let it become Chametz on Pesach, and you can't keep it on Pesach. So for the Kal V'Chomer, they were looking at it in terms of the continuous nature of it. Right? But by the Hekesh, it's enough just to say by the... the causative nature of it. Okay? Yeah. Okay, and the other toast I just wanted to show you is that he's saying that there's a sheet in the Gemara that says only Nosar is Bisrefa. So he says, how could you learn anything from Nosar if only Nosar is Bisrefa? Right? Because because it wouldn't exclude things that are like it. So the question is, what is the likeness of Chametz and Nosar? There seems to be a more intrinsic connection between Chometz and Nosar. And Rabbi Huda keeps trying to prove it from these accidental qualities, and the Chumim won't accept it. But it seemed that Rabbi Huda, even his last thing didn't work out. It was a strange problem that he had. But there seems to be that there is some idea that not just in description, but in some sort of concept, they have a certain similarity. What is the similarity between the two? So in order to answer that, we have to understand Nosar a little bit better. So what's the din of Nosar? So Nosar is that what? That if you have a Cheftza, if you have Basar Kudshim, right? You have Basar Kudshim. So that has a zman achila. Right? Besar kodshim has a zman achila. So what's the isser of nosar? To let it go past the zman achila. Correct? And if you eat it at that point, you chayav karis. Right? And if you eat it at that point, you chayav karis. Yeah. So what's the idea really of nosar? You know, what's the idea of the isser?
It seems like it's like a violation of the, say, of the achila.
Correct.
That it should have been eaten in this month.
Correct. In other words, that when you have a carbon, so now, like the Gemara says, it's considered mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Your achila, the achilas kodshim of the bailam, is really a kiyam, is a kiyam in the carbon. The kiyam in the hakrava. Gemara says it's mishulchan gavoa kazachu. You're not eating your own. It's not your own achila. It's part of the avoda. It's part of the kiyam of the mizbeach, right? Part of it. The emurim go on the mizbeach. The emurim are neacholim on the mizbeach, and the basar is neacholim lebailim. Okay. So there's an achila. There's a shame, the din achila in this basar now is really a kiyam in the carbon, correct? Now, if you would extend the shame ochel past the zman that's related to the mitzvah of kodshim, that would be denying that would be treating it now like a regular ochel. Now, as if you eat the basar kodshim after the zman of the achilas kodshim, then you're really saying that this has a kiyam achila of its own. This has like a chulin kiyam achila. It would be but that's why you chayav karis feeding it.
Right.
Chayav karis feeding it. But even leaving it, correct. Even leaving it, the isser of leaving it is a violation of its definition. Its definition is achilas kodshim. That's what its definition is. The isser is to allow it to exist as an ochel past the zman of achilas kodshim. Right? That's the isser. That's the isser of nosar. The isser of nosar is related to the chefza of kodshim, to the shame of achila in the basar of kodshim. Say, this basar really only exists as an ochel in one way. The true idea is that it only exists as an ochel b'toras mishulchan gavoa kazachu. It only exists, its whole definition as an ochel is only tied to the kiyam karban. To let it exist as an ochel past that time is a violation of that idea. Right? Now you're saying, no! It has a more important designation of achila. Stam achila. It has another designation of achila. Right? So you have to consume it before, it's like an expiration date. You have to consume it before the expiration date. So what makes the isser of keeping it past the zman? It's really the demand that it only exists as an ochel here. That's really the isser. There's a demand of kodshim in the definition that it should only exist as an ochel in one way. B'toras achilas kodshim. But where the zman achilas kodshim expires, it shouldn't exist anymore. It should have no existence. To maintain it past that time as an ochel would violate its intrinsic, its definition. Okay? That would violate its definition. Okay. But now let's look at chametz. What would you say about chametz? Yes, what were you saying?
Yeah, it's a similar thing.
It's similar,
right.
But reversed, so right? It's opposite.
Right.
Go ahead.
So
like the Gemara says, that there's a hekesh between achilas matzah,
yeah,
and the isser chametz.
You have a violation of the lechem matzah
chametz and
as being the lechem of the zman if you had other lechem around.
Why can't I keep chametz past the zman isur? Right?
And matzah is not.
Because to have chametz exist, right, would be a violation of what the proper achila is in this man. Right? I guess because you don't eat matzah 6 hours, but okay. But I mean, that's why you're not a bayiro by matzah until I'm talking about the real iser bayiro by matzah now. In other words, so in a certain sense, but it's not like nosar. It's not like nosar at all in the way it's structured. Because there's not an iser to keep it into Pesach because you're violating its definition of erev Pesach, right? In other words, nosar, it's usher to keep it because its kiyum exists in the prior zman. Mm-hmm. There's a kiyum in the prior zman that if you let it exist past it, you're retroactively violating. Right? Now, is to let it go past, to let nosar exist in the past the zman that it truly should exist, would be to deny that it should truly exist that way. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but by chametz, it's not that way. You don't destroy the chametz before, because to let it go past would violate its shame of the prior time. It's because it would violate the shame of lechem in the next man. It would violate the shame matzah in the next man. It would be a violation of the chetza of matzah in the next man. Right? That's why it would be preposterous to say that you should burn the nosar before the zman iser. Right? Why don't you say burn the nosar before the zman iser? Like Rashi says by chametz. How come? Because the only reason that you can't keep it past the zman iser is because it's a mitzvah of achila. Right? So to burn it would also be violating the idea of achila. Right? It's not like you don't want it to get into the next zman because there's something bad about the next zman. It's because you have an obligation now. So it would be preposterous to say that there should be a mitzvah of srefa before it becomes nosar. Right? But by chametz, you can understand that it's different. By chametz, you can understand that it's different.
You want to prevent it from getting it.
Because there's nothing you'd be violating in the zman before Pesach if you would burn it. Oh, so what is the comparison? So the comparison is that when there's an iser on having a shem ochel in a certain zman, we deal with that chefsa through srefa. In other words, the comparison is, I'm saying they're opposite. They're a little bit opposite. They're opposite in logic. But they're the same in the sense that the violation of both will be to have them exist as an ochel in a certain zman. By nosa, the reason why it can't exist as an ochel is because it would violate its true shame ochel. Right? It would violate the true shame ochel of the achilas kodshim. But by chametz, it can't exist as an ochel, because that would violate the true ochel of lechem oni. And said it's not by nosar; it's its own thing that it's violating. It's the fact that it exists as an ochel later means that it lost its kiyum in itself that it should have had earlier. So you can never have. Let's put it this way: you can never have the chefza of nosar and the thing that it should be at the same time, right? Because it is the thing itself. But by chametz, you can have them both. You can have chametz and matzah at the same time. No steer to have chametz and matzah at the same time. By chametz, the iser is that you'll be violating what the lechem is now. What's the lechem now? The lechem now is only matzah. If you have chametz, you're saying that matzah is not the only lechem. So both of them are the same in that sense. That there's an iser on having the chefza as an ochel in a certain zman. One is because it violated It lost its kiyum that it should have had in the Zman before, as an ochel of achilas kashim. And the other one is that it's going to be violating what the true ochel is now. Okay? But in terms of a certain description, they're the same. They're the same in that the Zman is causing, is that there's an isser of having this shame ochel in the Zman. Yeah. That's right. So that's why in this way of looking at it, Rashi's really more mustavah. Right? Right? Because just like, see, that's what Tosfos is saying, that after the Zman, Isser Nosar, there's no Isser to keep it anymore. The only thing is, Torah is saying, when you have the Shame Nosar, you have to destroy that Cheftza, Bisrefa. Right? Now, if you would wait until the Shas Isser of Chometz, then you wouldn't just be removing the Shame, that would be a different idea. That would be preventing the continuance of being over by Yerov HaYamatzeh. That wouldn't be like Sreifas Noser at all. You know what I'm saying? If you really want to be like Sreifas Noser, it has to be just a kiyum of destroying the shame of the Chefza. The shame Ochel in the Chefza. But since there's a continuous Isser of Bayi Roya, Bayi Matzeh, by Chametz, right, you wouldn't need Naseh to tell you to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it anyway. You have to get rid of it anyway. But by Noser, you don't have to get rid of it. Yeah. Okay, you did Nisr. It's Nosar. That's Tosa's point. I mean, it was definitely true. So,
it's a time bound thing.
Yeah, you see, Tosus really learns that Nosar and Chometz are the same.
Right.
And what are they? They're both really like a Lav Shanita Klase. They're both simply a Lav Shanita Klase. That when you're over the Isser and you create Nosar, now you have an obligation to remove that chefza that you created through the Isser with the Sreifa. So that's Dafka B'Shas Isser. He's learning the comparison. He's learning the comparison that way. that just like he's learning the comparison in terms of the lav of making the chefza. That when the chefza of Nosar comes out, you have to do Sreifa. So too, when the Chefza of Chametz comes about, you have to do Sreifa. That's right. That when the exactly when the Chefza of Achila, that's the Stira, that's the Stira to the true Achila exists, then you have to be Sorifit. That's what Rabbi Yehuda. That's the way Tosus learns Rabbi Yehuda. That's why I don't understand the Minchas Chinuch has a question. According to Tosus, you should have to keep chametz until the Shas Isser to be Mekayim the mitzvah of burning it. I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah. No. So according to what we're saying, Tosus would never suggest that you should ever be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Just like you should never be Mekayim the mitzvah of burning Nosa. Not necessarily you want to be Mekayim. It's like saying I want to do every essay in the Torah, so I got to steal from you so I can do a Shavas Gzela.
Rashi might say it.
Certain type of an Isser. It's not like Nevela, and really Nosar and Chometz are the only two Isurim that exist like this. In other words, if you can't eat Nevela or something like that, that's just its Isser. The Achila of Nevela is not a violation of another Achila that you should have. All right, don't say you have a batel nasei of zostochelu. But in itself, let's put it that way, that in itself, there's no other issue like that. That eating it is that it was mutter before, right? So it has a true shame ochel. Right? That's really the thing you want to have. That it was mutter before, so it had a real shame ochel. Right? But now, because of another achila, you can't eat it. In other words, the problem of this isser is sort of a relative to another shame ochel. And I say not an intrinsic isser. It's not like nevela is intrinsically usser. Don't ever eat nevela. That's not Nosar and not Chametz. Because you can eat this very same thing that's Nosar now. You could have eaten it a few minutes ago. Right? There's no intrinsic Nosar. Nosar only comes about because it's a violation of another Achila. That is its definition. Its definition is a violation of another Shem Achila. You understand? There would be no Nosar if there was no Achilas Kachim. Right? But nevela is not dependent on another. The issur nevela is not dependent on another heter achila to exist in order to have nevela. It's not a relative of another thing. It's not an issur intrinsically. It's the only thing like that. It's the only two things like that. That it's not an issur intrinsically. It's an issur because its shem achila would violate another shem achila. If you allow nosar to be an ochel after the zman achilas kudshim, then you're nullifying the idea of achilas kudshim as this thing's ikar, as this thing's essence. If you allow it, it's like they say when a king would die, so they would burn all of his stuff. Why? Because that stuff was only the king's. That was its definition. That was part of its very nature. It wasn't just the king borrowing it, right? It was his. That's muso. So if he's not here, they can't exist, right? That's like the nosar. It's only an achilas l'shem gavoa. It doesn't have. It's not an ochel that we do l'shem gavoa. That is its very definition. If it can't be l'shem gavoa, it can't be an ochel. So the violation would be that would be the isser. To treat it like an ochel, because that would be violating the real idea of achila that this thing is related to. Right? That's nosar is in the cheftza. That this cheftza had a different shem achila, and that shem achila was its essence. By chametz it's different. It's that this zman has a lechem. And to have any other kind of lechem in the zman is a violation of the true lechem. Okay? But they're both isurim based on an achila that its existence as an ochel would violate a true shem ochel that's supposed to exist. One is noser in the past, and bayira is in the present. Right? But that's why Rabbi Yehuda, that's why when you said to Rabbi Yehuda, what does chametz make you think of? He says, no, sir, of course. Because what are the two isuri achila are defined by their violation of a shem ochel? Right? Yeah. So I think the way that Rashi's learning Tashbisu is like this. He learns, not that it's an essay, not that it's really an essay, but he holds... Not that before the 6 hours is a separate essay of Tashbisa. But he holds that there's an idea what Tashbisu means. Tashbisu with a Shas Heter means this. See, it goes back to the first thing in Dalet and Beis. If you held that there's an Isser from Laila, right? The elders Nisr Bayira Bayimotsi from Laila. So then Rashi says Bayom Arishon would imply a Shas Heter, right? Shoho Shoho Achas. Why? So apparently Rashi's, so that would be, but if you would learn it as a reboy to Laila, it would seem, I mean, Shai's question is very good, but I still think it would seem that it would not be mutter at any time in the whole night. Then it would just be a bayira bayimatzai. So Tashbisu could be taken in two senses. That's what I was trying to get at before. It could be taken in the sense of just not having it. But if there already is an issur to have it on the whole Yom Rishon, why would Tashbisu be adding? So if that's what Rashi's saying, only on that first Rashi, that if you're gonna learn there's an issur milayla anyway, so then Tashbisu can't just be, is not just going to be, according to Rashi, the lack of having it, the positive sense of the lack of having it, but actually a mitzvah to create the lack. There's a mitzvah to be koveya a certain, there's a mitzvah to do a, to be koveya in your rishus, to be koveya that your rishus is mushbas from chametz. It was Tashbisu that has a shoah, that has shoho shoah achas, is an assay, not just of refraining, but of being koveya the state of being koveya yerushus as mushbas, like a maisa of defining the rishus as being shoves from as being shoves. See, on Shabbos you don't have that. Shabbos you just have refraining from malacha, and it's an asay and a los asay. And chametz could be that way too, but the way Rashi seems to be learning is that tashbisu implies that you should do something. To negate chametz from your rishus. Okay, you should do something before the isser of having chametz to be koveya the zman that's following as mushbas mechametz. That's where Rashi learns it's dafka in the fifth hour, in the sixth hour, right before the zman isser. But in that case, he's going to say, so what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? So really, Tashbisu would mean bittel. I mean, say, how do you do a maisa? Of creating, of being koveh, your rishus is free from chametz. You're mevatel all the chametz in your rishus. Right? And the Rabbanan say you could either do that or you could physically get rid of all the chametz in your rishus. Right? No, that's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan is saying Tashbisu, Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu means that there should be a Zman where you're Koveya the next Zman as Mushbas from chametz. But that should be done b'maisa. So, right? I mean, that's what you're trying to say, right? So you can either do it b'machshava, right, that you're mevatel all the things b'machshava, so, or physically, just get rid of it. Physically, all you have to do is get rid of it, right? So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Why srefa? Now, what's Rabbi Yehuda's srefa? Either you do bittel, where you're getting rid of it b'machshava, so, or you should just get rid of it physically. Why? What's the srefa? See, apparently like this. It's like this. That Rav Yehuda says the choice is like this: either to act on your rishus by removing it from your rishus bebittel, or to act on the shame ochel itself b'maisa. But he's saying, whenever you have, that's what he learns from Nosar. How do you get rid of, when you have a shame, ochel, that's an isser, that's a violation of when you have a shame, ochel, whose existence as a shame, ochel, is a violation of something else, how do you remove it on its own? To throw it away would not be good. To throw it away would not be good, according to him. Because that would just be in terms of getting it out of your rishus. But that's really just bittel. If you want to act on it as a cheftza in its own right, then you have to take the method that the Torah gives for destroying a shame ochel. And that's dafka srefa. But that's only in the mitzvah of bringing in the kviyas in the state to follow of tashbisu. But once you're already in the zman where the chametz should be gone, then it's just hashbasasa b'chol dover. Then it's just a matter of getting rid of it. Yeah, so if you would throw it into the sea, see, I was like this, if you would throw it into the sea, according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say you threw it into the sea, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would you be over by Rabbi Yamasei? If you threw it in the fifth hour, in the sixth hour. Of course not, right? Of course not. So what are you missing? He's saying you're either going to be koveya the next zman through bittel or through destroying those. Bittel is in terms of your rishus. You're either going to be koveya the next zman in terms of with bittel, right? or by acting on the shame ochel itself. But once the Torah, but now he says, now how do you act on a shame ochel like this? How do you destroy a shame ochel like this? That he learns from Nosar. In other words, everybody, let's put it this way. Everybody agrees that there's two methods. There's either bittul or acting on the chefza, physically. Right? There's either bittul b'machshavaso, or acting on the chefza physically. Right? I was trying, huh? But then the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is when you're acting, when you're destroying a chefza of achila like this, right? Is there a limud from Nosar? That's the only machlokas.
Not part of your property.
See, what I'm saying is it's not neither one is a mitzvah is greater than the other, because it's the same din of tashbisu. The only thing is that tashbisu is really saying that you have to create a certain effect in your in the following zman in your rishus. So you can either do that by saying by bittul, right, by in your machshava. The Torah doesn't give a preference. You can either do it with your machshava, or by actually destroying the chefta itself. But now the only machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is if there's a comparison between Nosar and Chametz, then there is a mitzvah sreifa on the chefta. See, I would say according to the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you threw it into the ocean instead of doing sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda, if you throw it into the ocean instead of doing sreifa, so you wouldn't be over Bali Rabbi Yimotze, right? Because you don't have it in your rishus anymore. Certainly not in your rishus. But you were mevatel and asay of sreifas chametz. It's only machlokas if you learn from Nosar, right? No, you didn't do tashbisu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you did not do tashbisu. That's what I would say. I say according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you threw it into the ocean before Yontif, but you didn't do bittul and you didn't do sreifa, you would not mekayim tashbisu. Are you over? You weren't mekayim the assay of being koveya your rishus in a certain way. Is your rishus memela that way? Yes, but you're lacking the kvius. You're lacking the mice of kvius.
So if you do bittul,
you'd be okay. You'd be okay. Let's think about it a little bit. So then the Minchas Chinuch has a question. Is it a mitzvah to get chametz in order to do beer? So he wants to say if there's a mitzvah asay of beer, then you should be chayav to get it to do it. But I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true. Take a look at the halacha, the halacha by Kisui Adam. You know the halacha, the famous halacha, everyone knows it, by Kisui Adam? That's like one of those old thought problems, right? By Kisui Adam, because the Rambam says that what? The halacha is like this, that what? If you didn't do Kisui and the wind blew dust on it, right? See, I know. if you did Kisui and the wind uncovered it, you're not chayav, right? If you didn't do Kisui and the wind covered it, you're also not chayav. But if the wind uncovered it, after it covered it, you're chayav. I think if you understand that halacha, that'll remove this problem of whether you have to be kona chametz in order to do beer. Oh, you see, that's the thing though. See, in terms of nosa, you can't burn it until it's actually the zman iser, because the prior zman has the chiyav achila on it, right? But there's nothing wrong with burn. But the shame of chametz, the shame of nosa. That's what I was saying before. The shame nosa can't exist while it has the shame of achilas kachim. So it's impossible to say burn Nosar before the Zman. But by Chametz you can. The shame Chametz exists even beforehand. In other words, I would say like this.